I love America. I love this country. I am proud head to toe to be an American, to be a citizen of the greatest country in the world, or ever in history for that matter. I cherish the ideals, the freedoms, the opportunities which this great country offers, no matter its problems. I love and champion the rights afforded every citizen and the opportunity to pursue life, liberty, and happiness as I would define them, for me, and you for you. I believe in and champion the governmental structure of the United States of America, for it is a government structured by the Constitution, the rule of law, and capitalism and the free market system, among many others. The Constitution of the United States provides for a government of three branches, namely the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. Each branch must play a role in governing to its full strength and authority, and to discharge the constitutional duties that are required and as delegated, but no branch can ever unlawfully extend or overreach its granted powers. Each branch of government exercises check and balance over the other. Each exercises the powers granted and makes certain the other two branches do not overreach. When government functions at the hands of those who are truly constitutional, deeply American, and fully understanding their roles as representatives of the American people, and no more, there is no better form of government in the history of mankind. Any of the three branches operating outside the Constitution can be a disaster for America. If, for example, the judicial, the court system, if that becomes proactive, activist to the point of making laws or rewriting legislation rather than interpreting them, the government breaks down. Or, if the Senate becomes ruled by an activist majority rather than as a body with consensus and consensus thinking, or if the same occurs in the House of Representatives, the legislative functionality breaks down. And, if the President of the United States acts beyond his authority, essentially ignoring or challenging the judicial, or ignores Congress, or the House, or the Senate, and avoids the legislative process, and engages in an untoward and unilateral exercise of the executive power, the end result is a form of benign despotism and the end of the rule of law, the breakdown of constitutional principles, and the demise of democracy. There are many who think that our current president now operates well outside of executive constitutional parameters, and that he has begun to operate a rogue government, ignoring or reinterpreting existing rules of law, refusing to enforce them, and even the Constitution, as he may please. Barack Hussein Obama has begun the exercise of presidential authority through executive orders and proclamations as no president has ever done before. The president has begun a policy to muscle through his agenda, what many think is a radical progressive agenda, in a style of government termed unilateralism. That is, Obama will act as president as one man to do what he wishes, irrespective of the Congress or the courts. All such presidential unilateral acts will defy Congress and challenge both bodies to respond, if they will, or rather to react to what he does. That is, his unilateral acts, whether constitutional or not. They will be accomplished regardless of judicial consequences. And as one Obama presidential staffer said, quote, "If you disagree, sue us. Sue us." End quote. President Obama unabashedly announces his intentions to the Congress, to the courts, and in fact to the world as follows. Quote, "I've got a pen. I've got a phone. In short, if I don't get what I want, I will do what I want." And Obama goes on to state the following, quote, "And I can use that pen to sign executive orders and take executive actions and administrative actions, and that's the key, that move the ball forward," end quote. And of course, the ball moving forward is his radical agenda. This president unabashedly states to the world that he will use his powers, whether constitutional or not, to accomplish his progressive, often radical agenda. Let the courts and the Congress be damned. And, of course, the American people as well. Judge Andrew P. Napolitano, Fox News commentator, among others, indicates that Obama would govern by pen, phone, and whim. He will issue his executive orders at any time and for any reason. Those executive orders will construct new rules and regulations for any legislation or create exemptions or changes or new interpretations as Mr. Obama, his administration, and his secretaries of the various agencies would wish. Their whims, says Napolitano. In short, as Obama orders or proclaims, so goes America, and so goes away the rule of law. The President, Barack Hussein Obama, is the ultimate source of authority, not the Congress and not the courts. That, said one pundit, is a form of benign despotism and the end of democracy and constitutional government as we know it. Witness Obamacare. The law is a disaster and a boondoggle. It is riddled with false promises and hubris. It is reinterpreted and explained away and exempted day after day. We the people are subjected to the executive order du jour. Or perhaps that is the way the progressives intended Obamacare to function when formulated in 2010. That is, creating uncertainty, even chaos, so that the act could be interpreted and administered as Obama and his minions would order, as Napolitano well said. At the whim of the progressives and the radicals, the whim, whatever they want. And Obama says, if you don't like what I do, sue me. Sue me. You can be sure that courts will be chock full of suing. The Washington Post reported immediately after the 2012 election that key Obama personnel had told the newspaper to be on the watch for greatly increased and aggressive direct executive actions. America could expect, they said, executive actions by President Obama on his own and without congressional debate or approval. This form of government functioning would become, as these staffers said, the new normal. The new normal. And that would occur in this second Obama administration. And that led one conservative writer to state as follows. This imperial president is ready to use executive action to potentially trump or overrule the United States Constitution wherever and whenever it suits him. End quote. Whether Obamacare or immigration or illegal immigrants or minimum wage or education, just to name some. Obama and his radical progressives will do as they wish and let the chips fall where they may. The president will decide which laws to enforce and which to ignore, and of course, which to reinterpret. Obama is backed by his puppet attorney general, Eric Holder, who protects and defends this president and his actions. He himself accused of being corrupt and deceitful by many in Congress. And in so many cases, Mr. Holder is unconcerned with the rule of law or enforcing legislation, as is the duty of the Attorney General. Holder and Obama together will do as they please, laws and legislation notwithstanding. They will decide whether a law is constitutional or not. Not the courts. They will. Every American, no matter the party or the political point of view, should be deeply concerned with these radical turn of events and these radicals turning these events. There has begun a day and age in America of constitutional chaos, of legal confusion, and of fear and uncertainty as this seemingly despotic drama unfolds. Obama promised us change, and will we ever find out how radical that change will be in the next 3 years? I fear there may be little left of the America we now know and love. I, for one, and tens of millions of others, I feel, fear this president. I fear what he will do and how he will not merely change, but in many ways destroy the country I love. I am resolved to do whatever I can not to let this happen. And I do hope and pray that you feel the same. Team Obama is determined to enact the progressive hope and change agenda with strong arm tactics, as a way to bypass and end run the Republican control of the House of Representatives. Ted Cruz, Republican senator from Texas, said the following, quote, "It is one of the most troubling aspects of the Obama administration. Aside from their radical policy, that is, the way they've implemented it has sadly been lawless." Lawless. Over and over again, this president has said, "I don't care what the law is, I'm going to refuse to enforce it." End quote, Senator Ted Cruz. Raw power exercised by Obama is the way he will govern as president, says Ted Cruz. The first shift in the power structure came in November last year when Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid managed to garner 52 Senate votes to pass what is known as the nuclear option in the Senate. That Senate procedural maneuver allowed the number of votes needed in the Senate to get an up or down vote on presidential nominees to be reduced from 60 a supermajority, to a mere 51, a mere majority. That would allow key nominations to be confirmed by the Senate virtually without debate or resistance, and of course, allow much of Obama's agenda to be passed or implemented by the Senate, again, with a mere 51 votes. Reid, like Holder, and certainly like Obama, is a full-bore progressive and determined, like his president, to make this radical agenda happen. I fear for America, my friends, and I think you should too. In the judicial system, other than the Supreme Court of the United States, the D.C. Court of Appeals is regarded as the most important judicial body in legal influence. This appellate court enjoys sweeping powers to greenlight federal regulations and, in fact, legislative decision-making. There are several new nominees recommended by President Obama to fill vacancies on this court, all of whom are extremely liberal, even radical in thinking and politics, and virtual guarantees to rubber stamp the policies, the wishes, and the desires of the Obama administration, no matter the constitutionality or legality of the executive orders. Rules and regulations promulgated or any other extra-legal executive action the president may take will be seen by this Court of Appeals as to virtually assure their legality. This court will approve. You know, it is often a very difficult process to have the Supreme Court of the United States grant certiorari, that is, a willingness to review a legal matter or dispute, so that very often the decisions of the D.C. Court of Appeals will be the final decision on that legal matter, the law of the land, all for the benefit of Obama and his ilk. Again, my fellow Americans, I, for one, fear this radical president and what he will do to our great country in the next 3 years. The mantra for America will not be the rule of law, but the executive order. Tom Coburn, Republican senator from Oklahoma, said the following about President Obama and Obamacare. Quote, taking unilateral, extra-legal action, like delaying the employer mandate for a year, when Mr. Obama realized the trouble it would cause for business, is part of a pattern for this administration. And that to me is the troubling word, pattern. It is the way and means by which Obama will govern. Coburn goes on to state the following. Immigration and border security laws that might displease certain constituencies if enforced? Ignore the laws. Unhappy that a deep water drilling moratorium was struck down in court? No problem. Reimpose it anyway. That tactic is nullification. Presidential nullification in its highest form. Something struck down as illegal, unconstitutional by the courts, so what? Reimpose it anyway. Change one little thing, and back it comes, back in force, no matter how illegal, because that is what Obama and company want. And more from Senator Coburn. Internal Revenue Service agents using the power of the state to harass political enemies? Oh, just deny that and then stonewall. Unhappy with the pace of Senate confirmations for nominees? Ignore the Constitution and appoint people anyway and claim, I love this one, that the Senate is not in session and that the Senate is in recess. So says Obama. So go the actions of this imperial president and his political philosophy of unilateralism. I will get what I want any way I can. Senator Coburn reminds us of the old political principle of message discipline. Let me repeat that. Message discipline. That is, never straying from using the same slogans and talking points. If a message is driven home over and over again, it sooner or later becomes its own reality and, in fact, can be perceived as reality itself. If Obama indoctrinates the American people with executive orders, the growth of executive power, and embellishes all such with self-serving proclamations, highlighting and honoring what Obama wishes to be prioritized, sooner or later, the majority of the American people will come to believe that is the new reality, the new normal. And this new normal will replace or eviscerate the Constitution and the rule of law. It is time, my fellow Americans, to be well aware of what is happening and who is making it happen. We should be greatly concerned with the actions of this radical president.